The band's latest release, Acquired Resistance, is coming out on Napalm Records. Can you tell us a little bit more, you know, about the concept and ideas behind this album?
Well, it's not actually a concept album or something. It's just we just wrote new songs, and a lot of the lyrics are about the last couple of years we had with Nemesi. And we had a bit of a difficult time after In Control, when we thought we were going great, and everything just crumbled. And after that, we wrote a lot of new songs, the disappointment, and a little bit of anger, and also the passion for music. I just have to think before I say something. Those are the most important themes for the songs. So we try to write about what we felt during that time, and try to tell the world that even though we had a hard time, it's still not over for Nemesi. We are still standing strong and fighting harder than ever to do what we love to do most. That's it, I think. Yeah.
And how did the deal with Napalm Records come from? Since, you know, the last album was self-released by you guys, raising the money on that website. How did you guys get in touch with Napalm Records for them to release this album?
Well, getting a deal with a record company is really hard to do nowadays, because of course you have to be they have to be interested in you, and you should be more than just a one-day fly. and Napalm has showed interest before, to be honest, and we just wanted to do it a different way, and that's why we chose to do it with to use Celeband as a concept for our previous album. But for this album, Napalm Records was just the way to go, because they are a great company. They know what they're doing, and they have a lot of great bands. So after the minor disaster that's called Celeband, we thought it's time for a collaboration with Napalm Records, and we're really happy about it.
And how do you feel that, you know, things are different now this time compared to the last? I mean, you said it was kind of a disaster, and how was it to, you know, work in a more organized fashion this way?
Yeah, that's of course very nice, because Celeband was a really young company, and they had a lot of new ideas about music industry. They thought by selling parts to believers, and then making sure the believers would also benefit from it, that the believers would spread the word and just do the promotion for Celeband and the bands, of course. And that's something that just didn't happen. So that's the major cause of the failure, I think. And don't get me wrong, because we are really, really happy with the whole Celeband period, with the recording and raising the money. That was really spectacular and exciting, and working with the great people after that, with Tony Platt from AC/DC and Iron Maiden, and Ronald Brandt, who's worked with Rammstein, for example. That was just amazing, and we are really proud of the album. But after that, everything just stopped at a certain point. There was no promotion, and we learned as a band that you cannot do without a good promotion. And I'm here talking to you, and that is because Napalm Records made that possible. So yeah, that's totally different, and it's so much fun doing interviews and knowing that everybody out there will know about your record because they put a lot of effort in it. So it's totally different from the Celeband thing.
And, you know, in terms of expectations and pressure, do you guys feel that there's more, you know, responsibilities this time that you're in an actual label?
Well, of course you have a couple of agreements you have to how do you say that, keep yourself too.
Yes.
But yeah, that's something you we discussed, of course, before signing a contract. But that's not something that's necessarily a bad thing or something. No, I think it's really nice to know what they expect from you. Yeah.
And, you know, in terms of the agreements and everything, I mean, we suppose that you guys are going to have to tour more and all this stuff for promotion. Are you guys ready to take the next step into that direction?
Oh, yeah. We are so ready. We really want to play. That's the thing we do best. And the album is ready and will be released in a week and a half. And, yeah, we are really ready to go. So, yeah, that would be amazing.
And, you know, in terms of with this label, you also made a video for one of the songs. Can you tell us a bit about that experience?
Yeah, shooting a video, that's always fun to do. It's only our second time now, and we did it this time on a much professional, a more professional level. It's hard working, but it's so much fun, and it's hearing the same song over and over again for 2 days straight. But in the end, we had a good production team, and we had a good storyline, and great people to help us out in the video, actors and people who are who just like to help us out being in the video. Yeah, and we are really happy with the results.
And, you know, in terms of the band sound, I mean, what do you guys wanted to tweak versus, you know, the past when you had a more, you know, metal-oriented sound versus now that you're bordering in the, you know, gothic rock area?
Well, the first album was really heavy. Was actually a really metal album with, of course, the classical vocals and the choir and the orchestra and all that stuff, and the second one was more rock with electro influences, and maybe that was a little bit how do you say that, it was a little bit too big of a change.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really a direction we wanted to go at that time, and now we kind of brought both albums together, like in a fine-tuned combination of the heavy sound of Mana and the electro influences on In Control. So it's we'd like to call it a fine-tuned combination between our previous albums. So it's a bit heavier than our previous album, In Control, but it's still it's still more rock than metal, I think. Yeah.
And, you know, in terms of the songwriting, you guys had pretty much around, you know, 4 years between albums, so you had all this time to write it. How much input did everybody in the band put in, or is there, you know, a main creative force behind it?
Well, HJ is the one who writes most of the songs. He has a good feeling for it. He is really picky. He wants everything to be right. So sometimes he can work for months on end on a song before he is kind of okay with it. So that's nice to see. So most of the things he did most of the songwriting. Then we have Lasse, our keyboard player. He has a good idea of the whole sound design part. And sometimes he comes up with a little piece of music, and HJ gets a total song in his head when he hears that part. But the rest of us, well, we just get the song and we do what he wants us to do, to be honest. So I do not write my own melody lines, because that's also something he's really, really picky on. And I think that's a good thing, because the melody line, the vocal line, should be something that everybody remembers after one or two times listening to a song. So that's all up to him. The only thing, well, that sounds a little bit the only thing I do is write a lyric, of course, and that's something that I do all by myself. There's no one else doing that.
And, you know, in terms of how you guys are sounding, there's a lot of, you know, the older gothic metal bands and other bands that are now bordering into, you know, very popish commercial stuff, but you guys kind of avoid that. Was that something voluntary, or was that something that, you know, it just happened?
Yeah, we all like heavy music, but we know that when you want to achieve something, it also has to be, in a way, really catchy. So it's not that we write a pop song or something and then put in a heavy guitar. It's just what we like. We like a pop structured song. We like that it's catchy. We like that when you hear it for the first or second time, you can immediately sing along. But we also like the heavy stuff. So it's not something that we thought about, like maybe it's too do you say no, commercial is not quite right. I can't find the right word. It's not like that we thought about not doing this or not doing that. This is just the way we like our songs to be.
And, you know, in terms of compromising, will you guys ever be considering, you know, going a little bit more to the more catchy, less heavy stuff in order to, you know, achieve maybe more, you know, mainstream success or something?
That's a difficult question, because every band is dreaming of more mainstream success. But the question is, isn't it possible to do it with the songs you like to write, and I think it is possible without turning away too much from what you stand for, because I think on this album already there are a few really strong, catchy songs, and I can say that because I didn't write them myself, so I'm not being arrogant, I'm just being proud of HJ writing those amazing songs, and they are really catchy but also really heavy at the same time, so I think it's for a really broad audience.
And, you know, in terms of all the studio, you know, you have all these bands doing all this crazy stuff in the studio that makes the album sound amazing, but live they can't really pull it off. How much do you guys consider, you know, how it would work out live?
I think with us it's the other way around. we are better on stage than we are on an album, because live playing is something we do better than being in a studio, and of course you have to think about how you can do it technically with all the equipment you have on stage, and I don't know, it's just play live and be good, that's it, I think.
And, you know, in terms of competition, I mean, the Netherlands has a lot of female fronted bands, you know, with everybody has their own unique style, that's nice, but how do you guys feel that it's, you know, hard to compete versus all those other bands in your own local scene, per se?
Yeah, I don't feel that it's necessarily a competition, and I don't understand why some of the fans sometimes can act so almost aggressively towards other bands. I feel that when you like a certain genre, a certain style of music, it's only really cool that you have so much bands to choose from. And every band has its own certain thing that makes them stand out, I think. And I don't like to see this as a competition. No. Every band has its own strong points, and I think you should just be glad that you have so much better to pick from.
And, you know, in terms of those strong points that make everybody unique, what would you say is your band's, you know, strong selling points?
I think. that's a difficult question. Well, we of course have the electro vibe going on in our music instead of all the bombastic choirs and orchestras. We have a really amazing bass player who gives his own touch to the music. He is really funky, has a good groove in what he does. That makes the music also really groovy. And I think in our case it's also the songs that we have really strong, catchy songs.
And you know, okay, in terms of the band progression over the years, I mean, you guys have, you know, the same kind of a similar core with having three members that are, you know, since the beginning. How do you feel that you guys have progressed musically over the years? How pleased are you guys with what you've done, and what things do you think that you guys need to achieve in the future?
For us, it's not enough yet, because we've never done a really big tour. We never crossed the borders of Holland, and we'd love to go on tour in Europe or even outside of Europe. And as soon as we've done that, we are more happy than we are right now, because we are really proud of what we've done so far, and we've played a lot of nice big shows here in Holland, and even a couple in Belgium, but and also radio, television. We did a lot here in Holland, but it would be so nice to just go out and go on tour, and that's something that's really important for us, and we really hope that will happen right now with this new album.
In terms of the feedback, how do you feel that the press has responded to this release?
Really great so far. The most of the interviews start with a little a part about how nice they think the album is. So a lot of people are really happy with the way this album turned out, and I know that a lot of fans we had in Armana at times who didn't like In Control are now really curious about our third album, and really happy about what they heard so far, because we already have a teaser online and Afterlife, of course. So that's really nice to hear that also the older fans who didn't like our second album are also returning.
And you know, I mean, you guys mentioned that the touring is the next big objective. What is the actual goals that you guys want to achieve with the band? You want it to be a self-sustained thing, or just you know, kind of a hobby thing?
No, we would really love to play as much as possible and earn money with playing in the band and doing nothing else but play with the band. That's of course our main goal. And for most of the bands, it's a dream, and it won't be anything else but a dream. But I really hope that dream will come true for us, and we're really working hard for that.
And you know, in terms of the promotion in the U.S., how do you guys feel that the people in the U.S. are, you know, wanting to hear you guys live and wanting to know, you know, getting into the band compared to, you know, the feedback you immediately get basically from Europe?
Yeah, that's so difficult to say, because the U.S. is so big, and when we receive, for example, 100 messages from the U.S., it's still so... it's not really a lot, you see. It's a lot for us, but it's not a lot when you see how many people are living in the U.S. So it's so hard for us to say how many people would love for us to come to America or who like our albums. I have actually no idea. I really don't know.
Okay, yeah, and you know, in terms of the band's, you know, internet persona, how involved are you guys with this? Are you have, you know, you just delegated to somebody to answer, or you guys are actually, you know, checking your Facebook pages and all those things?
We are really active on online. We have almost every page you can think of. And I'm the person who does most on the internet. Sunny also has Sunny does the Facebook and the Nemesis Twitter and all the other things. That's what I do. We try to post as many news online as possible, because internet is so important nowadays, and you can't really not live without it. And if you're a band and you want to put yourself out there, you really need it, and you also need people to spread the word around. So I myself try to be in touch with people personally as much as possible, because I feel that people really appreciate it, and when they do, they will work a little bit harder for you to promote your music, and that's something I work hard for.
Sounds perfectly nice. And you know, in terms of all this involvement in there, has there been any creepy stories about, you know, somebody creepy approaching you guys or something?
Yes, there is. I'm not sure I want to talk about it, because it's not a really nice story, but yeah, I've been stalked for 2 or 3 years by someone, and I thought it would stop, but it didn't, and at the end I felt necessary to go to the police and just report this, and only then it stopped. But that's really, really freaky and scary also, because I'm not a really famous singer or something, you see. I'm not like Madonna or Britney Spears or Lady Gaga, and still there's someone out there who feels the need to send me 15 messages a day and for 2-3 years long. So yeah, that's really, really creepy. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, the whole internet thing has its ups and downs.
Absolutely, yes.
And you know, in terms of anything that you guys want to say to the people in North America, what would you try to say? Maybe sales pitch or something for the album and the band?
Yeah, well, if you like female-fronted music, if you like it heavy and also catchy, and you like the electro stuff, then you should absolutely check out The Quiet Resistance, because it might be an album you like, and we really hope to come and tour the U.S. one day. So if you like it, please spread the word.